Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us on these Wrangler Fall Sports Specials, especially for Native Voice One Radio Network. We share the report from the Indian National Finals Rodeo, the first half of go-round number three from Las Vegas, the City of Lights, at the South Point Equestrian Center. In the bareback bronc riding, Clay Ramon, Hoopa Indian Cowboy from California, was a high-point ride in the bareback bronc riding with a 69-point ride. He was aboard a bucking horse of C5 Rodeo Company, the Stock Contractor of the Year in Canada, the horse name Janie. 5:22 was the fastest time in the steer wrestling competition. Wacy Realbert of the Absalagon Nation on the Crow Indian Reservation from Gary Owen, Montana, was the fastest in the big men's event. Blood Indian Cowgirl from Standoff, Alberta, Canada, Rain Bruisedhead, was the fastest in the ladies' breakaway roping with a 2.85 second time. In the classic event saddle bronc riding, the Stock Contractors shut them out. All of the 12 bronc riders were bucked off a very powerful pen of bucking horses in Las Vegas. Cherokee Cowboy Jason Clegg of Coweta, Oklahoma, was the fastest in the tie-down roping with a quick 9.43 second time. Team roping, Nolan Conway, Cutbank, Montana, Colton Lefthand, Eden Valley, Alberta, Canada, put it together with a 4.55 second time to be the fastest. In the ladies' barrel racing, a gal from Veneta, Oklahoma, Cherokee Country, Jennifer Turner, was the fastest with a 15.821 second time in the cloverleaf pattern. Bull riding competition. Jackknife was the name of the bull of the Bird Rodeo Company. The cowboy Cheyenne River Sioux Strand Smith strapped it on one for a leading score of 77 points. These will go into Friday night's performance as your leaders to conclude go round number three Friday night. Championship Saturday coming up. We had an opportunity to visit with Creek Cowboy Dante Goff from Tulsa, Oklahoma, for the fastest time in round number two with a quick 7.99 in the tie-down roping. Tulsa, Oklahoma's Dontre Goff, fastest time in the tie-down roping round number two. Dontre, congratulations on a great win.
Thank you very much.
How in the world did you get so fast roping calves?
At my house, we get pushed to be at the best of our abilities, but they say smooth is fast, so I have to slow myself down to be as fast as I was.
That is amazing. You have the fastest time. How fast was it?
7.99.
Yes, sir. Let's talk about your horsepower.
Yes, sir. He's a six-year-old out of a stud. We raised him. My stepdad actually trained him. I was the first one to ride him out of rope, and I took him to the IFYR when he was 3 years old.
Yes, sir. What do you think about this win here at the Indian National Finals Rodeo?
It means a lot. It's my first year here. I got my first round jitters out of the way, second round. I just figured I'd make my own run and let it lay where it laid.
That's words of our champion, Mr. Goff, out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Dontre, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Three-time junior breakaway roping champion, Indian National Finals Rodeo Cowboy Dean Holion of the Navajo Nation, had this to say after competing today.
Well, I work a lot of rodeos and I rope at a lot of rodeos, so I'm really used to it, and I have a great team with my mom when I'm roping, and my dad, he'll warm up my horses and get them ready for me. So as soon as I step on that arena dirt to get ready, once I leave the announcer stand, it's just muscle memory from there and I'm ready to go. My mind's not other places, so whenever it's time to go, it's time to go, and I'm ready to go.
Yes, sir. Have success towards your fourth Indian World Championship.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We invite you to stay tuned to this station for your next report tomorrow with the Wrangler Fall Sports Specials, including the third go-round from the 45th Annual Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the beautiful South Point Equestrian Center. Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.